Major spending cuts and tax hikes are on their way to Greece. The Greek parliament has approved an austerity plan demanded by European creditors in exchange for bailout funds. WBUR's Kurt Nikish reports that the vote comes as a relief for the growing number of Greek startups opening shop in Boston.
Just off Fort Point Channel in South Boston's Innovation District, a startup called Workable works out of three narrow offices. The desks are cluttered with oatmeal packets, computer cords, and post-it notes.
So this is our sales and support team. That's my desk back there.
Workable makes software that makes hiring easier for small businesses without HR departments, keeping track of job openings and applicants. By the looks of it, it could be any startup in Boston. But sales manager Mirta Antonopoulou is Greek, and so is Workable.
Most of our development department is based in Greece, and that's where our company was founded. But since November, we moved to Boston and started hiring people here, and now this is our commercial headquarters.
Workable is one of a handful of Greek internet startups that have been moving here to reach the U.S. market. They chose the Athens of America to keep the time difference to their Athens to 7 hours and to keep their flights home shorter, too. Antonopoulou says Workable is safe from the bank and cash restrictions that have been plaguing other Greek businesses. After all, more than half of Workable's clients pay in dollars.
Less than 3% of our revenues are coming from Greek companies, and we did make sure to help the companies in Greece now by giving them our product for free, you know, until this whole situation gets a little bit better.
Still, Antonopoulou is anxious. She talks to Athens via phone each morning and follows team discussions over collaboration software. All the news in Greece has been troubling her.
You know, you never really just think about yourself. You think about your friends, you think about your families, what's going to happen with them, what's going to happen with their jobs. It's scary, really.
It's like every day, this is the most important day, you know, and then hour by hour, everything's going great. Oh my God, the world's falling apart. You know, it's just this roller coaster hour by hour.
That's Boston entrepreneur and investor Marina Hatsopoulos, who was visiting Greece to mentor young entrepreneurs. She says it's no coincidence that the Greek startup sector has been growing at the same time the Greek economy has been crashing.
What has made life so difficult here over the last 7 years is very high unemployment. But if you're an entrepreneur, high unemployment is exactly what you want because you can hire people.
You can pretty much hire five instead of one.
That's Christos Parakis, the CEO of Zoodle, another Greek startup that has expanded to Boston. Sales reps are here. Low-salary developers are there. He normally works in Boston, but he's been in Greece for some meetings and also to vote in last week's referendum. Parakis says the trying situation is at least spurring positive changes in young Greeks.
Maybe 5 or 7 years ago, if you would ask what they wanted to do with their life, it was all about, I want to work for the government. Government could be in the power company, could be the phone company, could be in the water company, could be the buses, it could be a teacher. This crisis changed the entire mindset of an entire generation to, oh, God, there are no jobs. We need to do our own thing.
At her office in South Boston, Mirta Antonopoulou says austerity measures will be painful, including for her company. Workable will probably have to pay more taxes. But she's grateful to have a job and work for a company that's hiring. Workable plans to add 20 more people by the end of the year.
Well, being able to build a company that is based in Greece and, you know, gives great opportunities to people that are looking for a job and, you know, they can actually do something worthwhile, that's what's going to help the country get back on its feet.
If Antonopoulou has her way, startups will help save Greece and strengthen their ties to Boston. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kurt Nikish.